grab a front row seat to the Untold Stories as we talk about how to live life on your terms. You're officially part of the inner circle. Welcome to Courtside with Courtney. And don't worry, I comped your ticket. Welcome back to another episode of Courtside with Courtney. Today, we have Kirsten on the podcast, also known as Kirstella, and such a huge part of everything that I do in my daily life, as well as this podcast. It's pretty crazy because I feel like you've really been so integral to everything that we're doing here. You're usually on the couch over there to the left.
Yeah, this is my first time in the hot seat.
In the chair, but like you've had so many amazing ideas that we've used. Like you've done so much to get us all here today. So it's very fitting to be talking to you today.
I'm excited.
We can talk like behind the scenes about stuff that comes to our everyday life, like with all the Courtney Shield stuff on socials. We'll talk podcast, but I want to get first started on the most exciting new news.
I feel like we didn't even plan or prep anything for this episode because I think it's going to kind of just flow, unfold for itself.
Yeah, which was kind of the plan. Like I just wanted to sit down and have a conversation with you and basically like turn the cameras and the mic on and see what happened. Have it be more informal. We spend every day together, all day. We've been working together for, has it been two?
Over two, for sure.
Two and a half.
We might three? Be coming on two and a half, maybe three. I need to dig through the archives on that one.
It's been such a good ride from day one. Should we tell the story of how we met? I feel like that's
a great intro.
So I'm walking down South Congress and we were shooting. It was a Bessie Johnson campaign.
Which is so like symbolic for me because I'm a Bessie Johnson girl. That was my first like, me in sixth grade, I had a huge bag full of dum-dums. Like,
oh yeah,
we loved.
I mean, Bessie Johnson back in the day was like, it was major it girl energy. Like it was every single thing there. Cause it's kind of like dress up, but for adults. Yeah. And it's just like so much fun. And I was wearing this Bessie Johnson dress and there was like something crazy that happened in the campaign. Audrey and I had to go back and forth a couple of times because I was so excited to work with the brand because it's the same thing. Like I loved them growing up, but they kept sending things and I would really like the item. And then you'd go on the site and it was totally out of stock. Or it was out of stock in like most sizes except like an extra small. And I just didn't feel right about posting that. So then we'd have to go back and they'd have to send more. We went back and forth a couple times until something like they sent something that ended up like remaining in stock and it was good to go. So I had just gotten it in like that day and we were going to shoot it. So I still had a tag on in the back and I'm walking down South Congress and all of a sudden I hear like, excuse me, like your tag. And I turn around and it's you.
Jaw dropped. I was like, forget the tag. Actually, I want a job.
Kirsten just looks at me and blurts out. She's like, I want to work for you. And I'm like, awesome.
Like, I'm pretty sure you were like, what's your name?
Yeah. I think I was like, oh, cool. Like, what's your name? Like, and you were like, Kirsten. And I was like, awesome.
And then you were like, did you apply?
Did you apply?
Absolutely.
Because I was hiring for an assistant role at the time. And I had said on stories, this was major, hundreds, if not thousands of people apply when I put a job posting up. And sometimes people are very qualified. It's like they've worked at Vogue and Elle and all these places and they used to live in New York. Now they come here. Sometimes they're not even remotely qualified when it comes to like having job experience. And then sometimes like they kind of just want to hang out and be friends. And I was trying to be clear in the job description and the role, like this is definitely a job. It's funny because we of course ended up becoming good friends because when you spend all day with someone, assuming you hire somebody you like you're gonna be good. You're gonna become friends.
It's a good fit. Yeah. You're gonna end up being friends.
Yeah. We spend 5 days a week together. So like, of course we're close friends now, but at the time I needed to make sure that whoever knew that when they were showing up, like it's a job. It's not just like to hang out with me all day, even though like we do hang out all day. And so I was pretty strict about making sure that people had actually applied and sent in their resume because a lot of times people would just DM me and they'd be like, oh, I want the job. And I'm like, okay, well, did you apply? And it was a whole thing. So I think I said that to you. And meanwhile, like what's going on in your head?
I was like, this is fate. In my head for a second, like I was like, there's no way I'm not getting this. This was just meant to be. Like, this is crazy because my resume did not paint the picture of
Home Depot
accurately. I was working in Home Depot at the time, like the whole other story. But
I think what's interesting though is like having job experience in a field is one thing, and then being just like really cut out for it is another. And you and Audrey both didn't have like actual like job experience in the field, but you were like the exact right fit.
Yeah.
For like both of you guys. Like it was the exact right fit, like personality pick for sure. Like I knew that you would be really good at it. And I knew that it's like I could teach you or Audrey could teach you the things that you needed to know. It was way more important to have like a good personality fit
and someone hire.
Literally. And someone that like could learn the other stuff, because we have had people who had all the skills and
just didn't work.
Weren't like a personality fit, you know? And I think like when you're faced with that, it's a lot harder because you can't change someone's personality. Like obviously you wouldn't want to, but like it just wouldn't be a fit, like any relationship, right? And so it's like you can't change that, but you can easily like teach someone the skill set that they need. So you were working at Home Depot.
Crazy. And when I was walking away, I called my mom and she was like, do you think she thought that that was crazy of you? Like, were you giving stalker? I was like,
You're like, I hadn't considered that.
Hopefully not, because that's not where my mind went.
I think though that that time, we'll touch on the next time we ran into each other, but that time like really was just so serendipitous. Like it was completely fate at that point. You had no idea. Like I was turned around and you were just like doing a nice act, like, hey, your tag. So then fast forward, and it's funny because the person that, well, when I was with Audrey, I was like, that's our girl. I knew right away when I met you, I was like, that's our girl. And it was the same feeling that I had with Audrey. I was like, that's the one. Like I get a pretty solid gut feeling on these kind of things. So I knew right away that you were right. Then it was like, we were busy, like doing so many things. Fast forward to the Nordstrom sale. How long after was that?
I want to say it was like a month and a half, maybe even 2 months after. Like I had really lost hope. I figured that didn't go over as well for her as it did for me.
You're still at Home Depot.
Yeah, I'm still at Home Depot. And I always tell people when you're job searching, if it's hard to make it work, like whether it's interview times, anything like that, it's not the right fit. That's not the job for you. And there's definitely times where I didn't want to work at Home Depot. I needed a job. So that's what I was doing. But everything with us, like it just aligned so perfectly. It was easy. It was just meant to be.
100%. So I'm standing in Nordstrom. It's the Nordstrom sale.
Let me set the scene. I hurt myself at Home Depot. I have a foot the size of a balloon. I'm on crutches. I'm off of work because can't really depot with crutches.
I also need everyone to understand, if you're listening to this and you're not watching it and you don't watch, you probably see Kirsten on my stories all the time. But if you don't, Kirsten is my color girly. She is bright. She has mixed patterns. She is like...
I'm not colored. Sure.
No. It's like, I feel like we like a lot of similar things for when it comes to style, but you're like amplified. Like everything's like a little funkier, a little brighter. Like all these things are very much you. And so imagine that, like the Bessie Johnson girl in Home Depot.
Yeah. I can send some photos of you of my time there.
That would be perfect.
It was interesting.
We should post them on the story.
Yeah. But I was in the bath, like probably crying. I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? Like, whatever.
Hot
being
take.
Dramatic.
I love to cry in the bath.
Yeah,
it's like
it's just the place
to
go. And I'm on stories. I see Miss Courtney Shields herself at Nordstrom.
In real time.
Immediately. Yeah, it's like 3 minutes ago. I was like, I don't know if she posts IRL or IRT, but I'm going to take my chances. I'm drying off, panic dressing, getting ready. Crutching over to Nordstrom's, like, by the time I get there, I'm winded. I walk in.
Because you lived in the domain at the time.
I lived in the domain. I walk in. I clock you. I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever done. I do a lap. I come back. I'm like, hyping myself up. You got this.
It's like the guy at the bar.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, oh my gosh, you here, expecting to reintroduce myself. And you remembered me. And I was like, this is a good sign. However, you had recently hired someone else.
For something totally different.
But I didn't know this. So I'm looking at this girl talking to me and I'm like, she has my job. Definitely not getting the job. Plot twist. Little did I know.
Lo and behold. So I turned to the girl that I'm with at the time and I'm like, that's the girl. Like, that's the girl I was telling you about. I want to hire her. Like, we've got to figure it out. I've got to like go find her resume. Can you get her information or her number or something this time? And I was like, that's her. And then... obviously ended up reaching out. in hiring you. Started out part-time at first. And
yeah,
then
I was still in the depot working for Courtney when I could. Kind of, I think we're both testing the waters of how do we get along? Is this going to be a good mesh before I fully quit my job and crossed my fingers and hoped that it worked out?
Definitely. I think because it is such a personal job.
I'm in your business.
Yeah, like, she is. There's not much that you don't know about my life. Actually, like probably actually nothing that you don't know about my life. You get asked about me
a lot
when we go out. And I find this so fascinating. The question you get asked most is where do I live? Like, that's a wild to me.
I think some people mean it a little creepily too. But then I think some people don't realize that that's a very strange question to be asking.
Yeah.
Especially if I don't know you, if I'm just running into you and someone notices and or figures out what I do and who you are, puts the pieces together and asks where you live, I never know what to say. I'm like, that's the craziest thing ever that you feel comfortable asking me that question right now.
You know, that's my favorite thing to say. It's so interesting that you felt comfortable asking that. What are like your top three questions that you usually get asked?
Where do you live? Do we work in your house every day? And if I like Kinsley, if we get along.
That's so such a other random question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously we're not going to say where I live, but do we work in the house every day?
We do.
Yeah.
Like pretty much every single day, every now and then, like I'll work from home when it's snowing or icing outside, but really for the most part, we're at your house or we're here.
Or like we have a lot of days we run errands. Yeah, or we're in New York. Or we run errands and we like go out and about and do things, but my house is the office essentially. Yeah. Do you like Kinsley?
I love Kinsley. I think because maybe you don't show her a ton that people, that's where their mind goes there for some reason. But I love Kinsley. She's so sweet.
She's the best. And I think that's kind of why I don't show her a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Audrey and I were talking about that this morning because we were talking about, I'm going to be on another podcast today that we're filming after this. And we were talking through one of the questions was essentially like talking about boundaries. And since I do decide to share so much of my life, like where do I draw the boundaries and how? And I said, and I think you can attest to this, I love sharing like my friends and family and I love sharing Kinsley, but I have some pretty strong boundaries surrounding that stuff because I personally will never exploit the people in my life for views.
Yeah. Even like I've given you the green light of you're fine to post me, whatever. On Friday, I was like, I don't want to be on camera. So we moved right along. And I think too, people would be very surprised. Like you've got a few avenues and some friendships that you could really milk somebody for the views and go viral. Your followers would freak out over maybe even some people you could have on as guests, but you're really genuine in your friendships and the people that you care about.
I don't like doing things just for the views. And I feel like that's crazy to say in this line of work, because I think so much of influencing these days, especially on stories, has kind of become like a full-blown production, almost like a reality show. Like people are almost producing their own reality shows. And there's like nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But like I've actively said no to multiple reality shows because that's not what I want to do. I do want to have a little bit more privacy as much as I do love sharing things. And Kinsley, like as her mom, is one of my favorite things to share. It's so much fun. I'm so proud of her. Like there's so many times when I take personal videos like for myself just to have for the memories that I'm like, damn, I would love to share this, but I just really try to create like a little bit more space there and have those boundaries because I don't just want to be pushing her out there like that all the time. For me personally, like I just don't feel comfortable with that. And same with my friends and family. Like there's so many moments. Your engagement, for example, was like one of those moments where like I easily could have like had my phone up the whole time filming on stories, like reporting live, first ever, like Kirsten's engaged, but my mind doesn't. Like my mind instead goes to like, I'm going to wait for Kirsten to post.
Yeah. Be in the moment.
Yeah. Be present.
Enjoy yourself.
Be in the moment. Like help you guys take pictures. Of course, I'm like so freaking excited and I want to get all into that. And of course, it's so fun to share those things. But there's a couple things like that I prefer to share after so that I can be present, be in the moment, not like, I don't know. There's something about going too deep, like too hard on other people where like, I don't like feeling like I'm exploiting people ever.
You do a really good job about switching roles with me in a way. Mm-hmm. Like when it's something, obviously my engagement party with Mason is like my time and you were bringing me a plate of food. Like,
well, I'm showing up as your friend.
What do you need? Like, yeah, you're not my boss in that moment. You're my friend. And you do a really good job about we're in work mode or we're in friend mode and switching between the two.
Thank you. I see Allie raising a hand back there. Thank you. Of course. Like, obviously, that's like not even remotely about me. So like, I want to be there and like be as there for you as I can. It did get tricky because we can kind of like get into this. So I find out that Kirsten's getting engaged because I get a call from Mason one day. This is probably, it's probably been like 2 months at this point. It's been a while, which is so hard because I see you every single day.
A big secret to keep.
And you and I are actively talking about
me
all of our
engaged.
Lives. Yes. And I've like always had this deep, profound respect for you and Mason because you talk so highly of each other. And I've always like really loved that and respected it. When you first started working for me, I remember you telling me, you were like, maybe were you 24 when you started? 25?
I think so, because I'm 26 now.
Yeah,
so
I think you
was
were 24. And you were like, I have a boyfriend and I've had a boyfriend for like 2 years. And this was at some point in working for me, you're like, I'm going to move in with my boyfriend. And I was like, whoa, because you guys know me. I give advice, also mainly relationship advice for a living now. And I'm sitting here like, this does not sound like a good idea because like I did that. I was probably projecting a little bit, but I was like being protective of you. Like most times when you're that young, like it doesn't always work out. So mm-hmm. I was like, my little like concerned antennas went up a little bit, like big sister mode. And I'm like, okay, like how's the relationship? Have we thought this through? And that was probably when we were also getting really close. So I didn't know that much about your relationship at that time. I hadn't met Mason, none of that. Because it was pretty early on. So then like the more I got to know you, the more I got to know about Mason. I was like, oh, this is actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Like they're great together. You speak so highly of him. I really don't think I've ever heard you say like a negative thing about him. And you can tell he just like adores you. So I was like, okay, great. Like if this is the setting, absolutely. I'm like all for like I'm like totally advocate of this. So, and it's always been like that.
Yeah.
Like in any relationship, you're obviously gonna like not always
have
agree.
Highs, have lows.
Have highs and lows. But it seems to be like such a healthy, good dynamic. You guys talk through so many things. Something that you told me that you do that I've like implemented and I really like in general and would do in future like scenarios and settings, relationships, is you have like check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
We're constantly checking in as both each other's boyfriend, girlfriend, now fiance, and as roommates as well, because those are two very different things. And then I even think the friend level. So we always try to ask each other like, what am I doing right now that I could be doing better? What am I doing right now that you're really appreciating and liking in each of those categories? Because being a roommate is very different than being in a relationship with someone. Obviously, they overlap, but like, I'm not the cleanest person. So like, did I not do the dishes at all this week and it's driving you crazy?
Yeah.
Is very different than like, how can I be showing up better for you romantically?
I also love the idea of dedicating a time. So there's going to be, of course, like little points throughout the week where you're going to want to bring things up and just openly communicate. But I love having a dedicated time during the week that's like an open forum too. Do you guys do that on like a specific day?
Not super strict, because this is a really busy season of our lives right now of like which one of us is out of town, who's home.
Yeah.
But typically on the weekends, that's our date night. Like Friday night, usually we crack open a bottle of wine, sit on the couch, we play music videos and just talk.
Yeah. And I think like having that time is really healthy, because then something's not like bothering you and festering and you're not like texting
him at
9 a.m. like, hey, I was just thinking about this. Like you have a time, you get to go and talk about it and it's easy.
It also makes it a very positive space. Like I don't think you feel near as attacked. It doesn't feel as intense or aggressive when you just know that we do this regularly.
Or like something's wrong. Like nothing's wrong per se, because the point of like having that conversation is to discuss things and to hash it out and like tell me, it's kind of like a compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
Like tell me the good things.
And the bad.
And then some things I could be working on that like I'm not doing a great job at.
Because you can't expect to grow in a relationship if you're not checking in. And you could have the world's best relationship and there's still room to grow or be doing something a little better. And I think that your needs shift as you evolve in a relationship. Something that I needed at the beginning might not be as important to me now, or something new could come up that he needs more support in a different area.
I think that's really healthy because ideally you are constantly growing. And if you're not, like, I would see that as an issue, honestly. So I think that's great. We even do that.
Yeah. And it's okay to have your partner come to you and say, I want you to be practicing a little bit on this or putting in a little bit more effort here. Take the feedback as a good thing that they care about you enough and this relationship enough to want to see it succeed and you be the best partner for them and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always loved the two of y'all's relationship. So obviously I was so excited about this. We knew it was happening at some point this year. We just didn't have any idea when until I did. So Mason calls me out of nowhere. And I'm like a little worried at first, to be honest. Like my first thing is like, oh my God, is Kirsten okay?
Something happened.
Like, yeah, why are you calling me? Because Mason doesn't call me, obviously. We've like texted like with you before. And that's like the extent of it. Like there's no world in which Mason's like calling me. So I'm like kind of freaked out when I first see it and I'm with Kinsley. And so I like had texted him. I can't remember. We were like in the middle of doing something. And I was like, hey, is everything okay? And I'm like, I'm with Kinsley. And he's like, okay, like just call me back in a minute. And I'm like, okay. So I call him back. And I'm like, hey, like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm proposing to hear Stella. And I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, yay. And so now I'm freaking out because Kinsley's in the back seat. So now I'm like also trying to drive at the time, but I'm like, I need to like turn the volume down really low and the music up because I don't want, I was like speaking in code a little bit because I didn't want her to hear it 2 months ago. Yeah. And then on the off chance, like she's sick.
That's
like
a long time to keep a secret for anybody, much less a 6-year-old.
Yes. So I was terrified. And you and Kinsley have such a cute relationship that I was like, oh no, she's going to like go and be like, Kirsten, I made you a card. It's going to be like, congratulations for your surprise. Like you never know. So I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm like, the volume's on really low. He's like, I'm proposing to Kirstella. And like, I'm like, okay, when? And he's like, it's going to be on March 23rd. And I was like, all right, like send me the invitation. And I'm already, now I'm panicking because I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to just mentally like clock this one because there's no way that I can have this in my phone because you're all up in my phone.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh yeah.
Like has every password to everything. Like,
there's been times where I've known things I shouldn't know because I'm like holding the phone and I'm like, ooh, sorry. Okay.
And literally, yeah, like there's not a lot that Kirsten doesn't know. So there's just, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to like delete the evidence. So I texted it to my mom actually. And I was like, I need you to like keep this on your phone and whenever I need it back, send it to me. So I'm talking to him and when are you going to do it? And he's telling me the whole plan and the story. He's like, and then we're going to go. It's like our anniversary and then we're going to go to this winery and have like an amazing day. I'm going to propose and then there's going to be like a whole big party with our friends and family afterwards and she's going to show up. And the first place my mind goes after like, congratulations, I'm so happy for you is, oh my God, she's not going to be wearing white. Like she needs an outfit. And so I was like, what about like an outfit? And he's like, I didn't think about that. And I'm like, I got it. So I immediately text Audrey. And again, the amount of devices in the house where my phone is like hooked to the device in these messages, I'm like, okay, now I've got to wipe this from the phone, the iPad, the computer, the second phone, the third phone. Yeah. I'm like, oh no. So I'm texting Audrey and she's like over the moon excited. Obviously we're like so freaking excited. And then I'm like, okay, I want to make sure that she has something white to wear to the party afterwards. Cause obviously she's not going to be wearing white. She has no idea this is happening. So I need to figure out some outfits. So I'm scrolling and I'm like, but you have the password to my Revolve. Like you, and you see all my emails. So I told Audrey, I was like, I'm going to send you my card and I'm going to send you the pics. So I was like going through the site. I was like, but I need you to order it on your Revolve account, have it sent to your house. A quick break because you guys, I have the honor and the privilege of doing my first ever ad and I'm so excited. I'm geeking out a little bit over here. We've waited. I wanted to do my first ad with a brand that you guys know I love so much and stand behind. It's Tula. They just came up on their 10-year anniversary and it's so cool because of everything that I've gotten to experience with Tula as a brand and how pivotal and important they've been to my whole journey as a creator, even the founding of Dibs, like everything. So many cool things have happened because of my partnership with Tula. So to be able to do my first ever podcast ad with Tula and say that this podcast is brought to you by Tula is pretty cool. You guys know I am obsessed with the brand. I have used it for years and years. I started out as a baby influencer. Tula was a baby brand and I have been using their OG Cult Classic Cleanser for years. It is the longest standing skincare product in my entire skincare routine. It is amazing. If you are not using that cleanser, let me put you on. It is my favorite cleanser of all time. It takes all of your makeup off. It removes everything that you need to remove without stripping your skin. of all the good things. It's probiotic. It's just so good for you and your skin. I could not be more obsessed with the brand, obviously. And this feels so exciting. We have a special code for you guys that will get you 20% off of the site, and it's Courtside. So happy shopping. Love you guys and enjoy. So then what were you, at your sister's bachelorette party?
I think so.
So Kirsten was at her sister's bachelorette party, and then Mason ended up going to Audrey's house to pick it up.
And the winery to like scope the scene, make sure it was all planned, which is so sweet that he even thought to go like make sure everything that was going to work out and the ball was going to roll smoothly.
So there's like a couple of other things that were on my checklist to-do list. It was like, okay, does Kirsten have her nails done? Is she at least not like really pale? Because you wouldn't like that. And then she like loves a tan, loves a manicure. And you were also in a nail hiatus.
I was not getting them done. Not only was I not getting them done, they weren't polished half the time. They were chipped. Like I looked crazy.
You didn't look crazy, but it was one of those things that like if you got engaged, you would have wanted your nails done.
Yeah.
So thankfully you ended up getting them done for your sister's bachelorette party. And the color was like so on point, so cute. I did ask her like stealthily though. I was like, well, hypothetically, like whenever you do get engaged, are you going to want like a more traditional, like a nude nail? Or are you going to want to like make it fun, a little more Kirstella? Like, are you going to want it how you always have it? And you're like, oh yeah, 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 fun. Like nude's just so not you. I feel like unless you're in someone else's wedding and you have to, like there's really not another time I see you doing that. So I was like, okay, like we're safe. And there's just so many like little things. And then seeing you every single day was so hard because there's so many times when you would come in and be like, this thing happened, or like, I'm so excited about this, or we went in to look at this, or I don't know, like if we're going to go with this shape or that shape. And it's like, it was already all done. Like, yeah. There were so many things that were already like, he had already done such a good job of planning and you had no idea.
I had absolutely no idea, which is crazy because I've never been surprised really by anything. I was so surprised.
Talk me through that, like that day, that morning.
So it was our 4-year anniversary. So last year, Mason had planned a big surprise for me and put it all together. So this year, when he had a big surprise, it didn't really shock me. My mind didn't go there thinking,
yeah,
today's the day. We woke up. He made me breakfast, which he typically does on the weekends. I had my coffee, got ready. We were actually hugging and having a little moment together. And I told him, which is so crazy, I said, I really wish that we were getting engaged today, but I know that we're not. And that's okay. In his mind, I'm sure he's thinking,
okay. I nailed it.
He's like, I know, it would be perfect. He killed it. So then I put on my outfit. I go into his room. I'm fairly casual. He's got his starched jeans on. He's putting on a white button down, his new boots. I was telling him, you cannot wear this. That's too fancy. Change. He's like, okay, sure. He's trying to tell me, people dress up for these things, Kirsten. I'm panic changing at that point too. It was also colder than we expected. So I'm shifting. He's trying to be so calm.
Were you going to wear the black dress and then it got cold? So you
I was going to wear a short black dress. And then it was cold. So I was like, I need my legs covered. And he was telling me, we're not in any rush. We're not in any rush. In my head, I'm thinking, yeah, we said we were going to leave at this time. We're in a rush. He's, it's okay. But it was sweet watching him try to help me put my outfit together and stuff. Obviously now knowing in hindsight.
And you couldn't call anyone. Like no one was answering, right?
I called my mom. I called both of my sisters. No one's answering me. I call my dad's office, which I never do, ask for my mom. She's not there, obviously. Everyone's phone's on airplane mode. I'm tracking my sister. I see she's at my parents' house. She's actually on her way to Austin. But I was so offended, and I told Mason, I said, out of all three of them, there's no way that at least one of them didn't see me calling and just ignored me, which is rude because I need to know if my outfit's cute. I'm texting my dad, do you know where mom is? Can't find her. Can't get a hold of her. He's all,
is he responding?
Yeah, he texted me back and said, I don't know. He has an Android, so we can't do the location thing.
Smart.
I'm texting Leah, asking her if this is okay. She's like, you look great, whatever. But yeah, no one was answering me. I was offended, to say the least.
Of course, naturally. So did he end up changing, or he was wearing the same outfit?
He changed his shirt a little more casual, but he left everything else on.
He told me too. He had to find like a shirt that was longer.
Yeah, to cover the pockets,
which
was smart.
He really thought.
He thought this through. Every detail.
So you guys get to the winery.
Yeah, we drive out there. It's so fun. We're singing. We're talking. I'm telling him on the way. I was like, I really feel so connected with you right now. I love where we're at in our relationship. Like, we're reminiscing on the last year together. Just a really sweet moment. We get to Fredericksburg. We go to lunch. We shop around, sit on the patio, have a drink, head to the winery. He has a little tasting tour set up. So we're with a group of people, do just the typical tasting. And then the golf cart takes us back up to the front. And this lady comes up and asks, she's already met him, but is obviously pretending, which one of you is Mason for the private tour? Which, side note, when we were on the tour, he goes to the bathroom. This lady sells me on 3 bottles of wine. He comes back. I'm like, cancel your whatever you did online because I just saved us $60.
Yeah, she like swindled you into a deal.
He's like, trust me, I can't cancel my thing. I was like, she said she would help you cancel it. He's like putting his foot down. No, I already paid for them. Okay, $60 we're out, but okay.
Yeah, you're like,
little
sure.
Did I know. So we get over to the side. We start the private tour and the lady who was doing it, I was kind of thinking, this is a little awkward. I reached for his arm because I kind of questioned that moment. Is he about to propose? But he didn't feel nervous at all. I don't know how someone feels nervous to the touch, but I just thought that I would know.
You thought you could feel it through osmosis.
Mm-hmm. And she faked getting a call, stepped away, and that was when he got down on one knee.
You said before you guys are both kind of like laughing. You had a little
Yeah, we looked
moment.
At each other and he's just smiling at me. And I literally was like, what's happening?
You're like,
okay. But afterwards, right as soon as we sat down, I wrote out everything that he said and I gave him the phone. I said, fill in any gaps I'm missing. Cause I feel like everybody says they don't remember, almost blacked out, can't remember anything that their partner said. And that was something I really wanted to be able to look back on, put it in the scrapbook.
Yeah, no, I love that. I do think you kind of black out in that moment and it's hard.
So much adrenaline.
So then what happens?
I turn around. Our good friend is taking the photos. So that was just another really special touch. We get to take a few more photos. We get seated. They have a bottle of champagne waiting for us. And then that was when he said, put your phone down. Don't call anybody. We have somewhere to go after this. Chloe's handled. Do you need anything from the house? I have 3 white dresses for you in the car. And I said, I need my white shoes. I said, is Courtney coming? Said yes. And that was when I texted you. I was like, I need a go bag of makeup because I've been ready and outside since 10 a.m.
I was like, I got you.
Brought the deodorant.
Made for this day. I did think of the deodorant. I was like, I think she's going to need deodorant. It was kind of humid outside that day. And it's just a long day. Like, I feel like when you're a natural deodorant girly, like you kind of have to touch up like at some point during the day. So I knew we were going to need the deodorant. We packed a full makeup bag. I think there's a cute little clip of us actually.
Yeah.
Like of me touching
you
up.
I'm still looking through everything everyone sent because it's been so much.
Yeah.
But I've just been taking a little at a time, look through more videos and more pictures because it's really sweet.
I have a lot of videos and pictures on my phone to send you after this, but it was so fun. I felt like we waited for you for like 100 years, though, when we were sitting there. I was like, where are they? I was trying to track you at one point, but I tried to turn my location off just also so you wouldn't know where we were going.
I think enough people turned their location off that I just thought my phone wasn't working.
Yeah, you're like, maybe it's my location.
Yeah, I don't think my location services are working.
That's actually iconic. So you still don't know what's happening. He just says, like, don't call anybody. You know I'm going to be there. It's like you assume there's at least going to be like a couple of like close friends and family there, but you don't know where we're going.
I thought it was going to be pretty intimate. I was wrong. It was so intimate because of the relationship that we have with everybody that was there. And it was so special. But so many people showed up for us, made the trip to come out. It was really special to just feel that love from not only him, but all of our friends and family too.
My mom asked me how many people. I was like, I don't know, maybe 50? Like,
yeah, I think it was probably 50.
I was trying to, it was kind of hard to gauge, but I think it was something like 50-ish people. So you walk up and all I see, first of all, is the shoes get out of the car and you're black wearing sandals. Black, like studded sandals. And tell them about what your mom said, because this is so funny.
Yeah, I called her this morning. I've talked to her since, obviously, but we were just recapping again. And she said, Mason got out of the car, walked around to my side, and all she could hear was you saying, the shoes? Who is the shoes? Somebody get the shoes.
I'm like, excuse me, shoe duty. Who is on shoe duty?
Because those are not going to work.
We need the shoes. I was hoping like for the walkout. I was like, we need the shoes for the walk up. Obviously, it didn't matter because everyone was just so excited to see you and you were beaming. The ring is gorgeous.
It's so fun.
It's a trillion, which is like essentially a triangle.
Which it's like the perfect mix of both of us, I think. It's a little bit more of a funky cut, but it's still a very classic and traditional ring with the setting and the band.
Totally. Can we flash it for our camera? Ooh. Okay, if you're watching, you get a little sneaky peek if you're watching on YouTube. What was going through your head when you have like all these people showing up?
It was so many emotions. I still can't even believe that we just got engaged. It's such a pinch me moment and crazy. I'm seeing faces, noticing who's all there. Just every person I looked at, I was even more and more shocked, smiling from ear to ear. And then I clocked my mom.
Tears.
Couldn't hold it together.
I mean, your mom was so sweet. She's just so precious. Like, she is so cute and cool at the same time.
Yeah.
I love your mom. But it was awesome to watch you seeing everyone, because it was almost like more people were jumping out of the surprise box, and it was everyone from like every facet of your life. And I feel like you kept feeling like, oh my God, you're here and you're here.
Like, we went to the bar afterwards and I still was seeing people for the first time, had no idea that they were even there. It was an endless night of surprises.
It's definitely hard to get like in that moment. You're like, okay, I want to be present. I want to soak it all up, but there's so much going on. It's hard to give. I felt like this, like at my wedding day as well. It's hard to like say hi to everybody, and you want to because everyone came to see you, but it's like a hard balance between like having your moment and then feeling like you need to like talk to everybody.
I felt kind of bad because I wanted to be able to sit down with everybody and have a one-on-one conversation and tell them how it went down and answer any questions and thank them for being there. But it was also too many people to be able to give everyone that really good one-on-one time. So I'm excited to kind of make my rounds with the phone calls later.
Yeah, and like really get to catch up and keep like telling the story. It's so fun and enjoying it and showing the ring and like all the things.
It's so exciting to talk to each person because I keep hearing more different versions and different point of views of the same story. And it's just really special.
I wanted to tell this little story because it was like one of my favorite things that I was just telling you earlier. There's like that old story about the man and the hairbrush. Have you ever heard that?
I don't think so.
Well, so it's this old homage basically where the husband and the wife are both doing things for each other at the same time, like thinking of the other person was kind of, I want to say like she ended up, they only had like a little money and they needed to buy something. And so she was going to buy him a watch. And so she cut her hair to buy him a watch. And he sold his watch, like he sold something that he had to buy her a hairbrush or her hair. It was like just something where he was thinking about her and she was thinking about him. And I saw the coolest peek into y'all's relationship because you came over on, well, you were already at the house, obviously. On Friday, we were trying to pick out an outfit. You're like, hey, can I borrow something? I was like, of course. And you're like, Mason likes a little bit more neutral colors. He's down for color, nothing like so crazy and so bright, which is like all of your favorite things to wear. And so you were trying to almost like pivot a little bit to something you knew he was going to like. Meanwhile, he's calling me. He's like, what shoes should I pack Kirsten? And I'm like, well, probably something silver or gold or white, like something to go. And he's like, well, I think she might want a pop of color. I'm like, it was just so cute because it was, you guys were putting the other person first.
Yeah.
And I just loved that.
I feel like I can't even do the story justice when I'm telling it back because there's so many little details that really made the night so special and made me feel so special, us both from other people feel so special, that it's like I keep hearing new things and wanting to tell other tidbits, or I could talk about it for the rest of my life, I think.
We'll have to do follow-ups on stories or something. But it was such a fun night. You could tell there was just so much love and joy in the room, which was amazing. And maybe we can keep people posted on little fun planning things here and there, like as you know, go through the paces, because planning a wedding is
exciting.
Really exciting. So fun. So many decisions to be made. I feel like you're someone that is going to know what you want.
I'm very decisive. I don't really care about what other people think either. I'm not someone that's going to be influenced or swayed by what might be really important to someone else.
Or even like a trend.
Yeah. Or traditional, honestly. If it's not something that really matters to Mason and I, probably won't do it. I think it's going to be fun and special that way, though, because it's going to be a very unique experience to us.
Yeah, those are my favorite weddings. The mm-hmm. ones where they're so personalized. One of my good friends from college got married, and this was like before anyone was doing this. She was really like the first person I'd ever seen to do it. Instead of hanging lights in the trees, she hung disco balls.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so her. Like every single thing was just so her, down to a T. Their dog's name is Disco. It was like cute. Every little thing was just so her that it was perfect. And like, I think that's what a wedding should be. Like it should just feel like this is so you.
Mm-hmm. I think people get caught up a lot of the time too of feeling like they have to do certain things or make certain things happen. And it removes a lot of the pressure, I assume, if you're just not worried about hitting any of those buckets.
Yeah. Absolutely. Maybe we'll do a second follow-up, like a little wedding planning podcast. Even have you and Allie on, talk about all like the fun future wedding stuff that we have coming, because I feel like there's a lot.
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be really exciting. I know that people would have questions for you. Maybe I'll put up a frame on stories real quick.
Yeah.
Let's do this live.
We can
live.
Rapid fire a couple questions.
Okay. Let me do that real quick. Best perk of your job?
Probably the free clothes. When Courtney orders something, sometimes I'll wait it out. I'll wait till she's getting rid of it and that'll be mine. But then sometimes it's so cute that I have to order my own. That's a very fun non-work perk. Just an extra little side thing.
Yeah, for sure. What's one thing you've learned from me so far?
So much. I feel you're so wise and you're so giving with what you know. And you're also really good about not being super judgmental. So I've gotten the chance to ask you questions very openly and it's not scary or intimidating of what's your response or answer going to be. I don't know. I think you've taught me so much in every category, even about myself. I feel like I've really changed and grown since getting to work for you.
Well, that makes me so happy to hear. People want a close-up of your ring. We'll have to show it on stories.
Yeah.
We'll do that over there because I feel like that'll be a good place if you're comfortable. What's something annoying about me that I do that I don't know I do? What's something annoying Courtney does that she does or doesn't know?
I feel like you know this because I've told you about it, but your mind moves 10 miles a minute. So sometimes it's an overload of this idea and let's do this and this needs to happen. And on the other end of it, sometimes it can be a little, slow your roll.
Yeah.
Let me write it down, get everything out, and then I'll go make it happen for you.
I'll tell you like 50 things at once that I want to do for that day. I'm like always dreaming.
Yeah.
That's really true. What does a typical day for us look like?
I get this a lot. I feel like there's not a typical day because we're always getting to do so many cool and different things. But for the most part, I come in, bring packages in, open them up. I'll lay out anything that you might want to lay your eyes on or know that it's here, put everything else away. Some like housekeeping things, like I check the mail, make sure that's in. And then I always send you the schedule the night before. So just based off of what the day looks like, pull potential outfits I think you might want to wear or...
You have to learn to be like a couple
ready.
Steps ahead.
If we have campaigns, I'll make sure that the stuff's pulled and set out for that. So it's just ready to go.
And those were like fun times when I knew that you're getting really good at your job was when I'd be like, hey, like, okay, we're going to record a podcast. Like I'm thinking like, and you're like, I already have it.
It's laid out.
It's ready to go.
We've gotten to a place too where we're on the same page about a lot of things. I can, for the most part, answer questions for you. Almost like I know what you're going to want. It's not even me. I want you to wear this. It's I know you're going to want to wear this.
Yeah. You knew like where my mind was up for the day. And then we work as a team with Audrey. Like we film campaigns. We do a lot of stuff. I'm trying to think of like all the things that we do, but it's a lot. Like we come in for podcast days. We ebb and flow. And I think like there's definitely different lanes now. Like you and I primarily do podcast stuff, but I'm recording a podcast after this, like for someone else's podcast. Audrey's come for that. Yep. She's prepped me for the questions. You do like the courtside stuff here. And then when it comes to campaigns, like a lot of times you'll pull things. Audrey's reading the brief of like all the things that, you know, we need to make sure that we include. And it would be fun to do like a behind the scenes day in the life situation.
Audrey and I have a really good open communication too of whose lane does this fall in, or she's always willing to help me out if I need it or vice versa. So it's nice because it's kind of all hands on deck.
It's really like a startup culture in that regard. Like there are so many things that times when it's like someone's covering someone else and just how it is, like even though there are definitely clearly defined lanes, there are moments where it is all hands on deck and I may be doing something that you do, you may be doing something Audrey does, Audrey may be doing something I do, and it's just kind of like musical chairs sometimes. What has been one of your most memorable moments so far?
Working with you? I mean, I think the way that we met is the craziest and stands out the most. The first time I got to go with you to New York, that felt like a really big deal. And
you had never been to New York, right?
I'd never been to New York. I haven't traveled a ton, honestly. So that was a cool experience. And I felt the weight of like your trust in me to be able to get to do something like that with you. So that was really cool.
It's been such a journey so far and so many more fun, amazing memories to come.
I'm so excited.
Okay, guys, let us know if you have any questions. Drop them below. Thank you so much for coming on, Kirsten.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the other side of the camera. Bye, guys. See you in the next one.